What if education is just not your thing? And how not to wail on the Appalachian Trail. He who dares not offend cannot be honest. Thomas Paine. If you think education is not your thing, then you have been successfully attacked. The only way you can undo that attack is start with the first philosophers. Work your way up to the ideal of knights and valor, and beyond to ladies and gentlemen, creatures of letters, the modern intellectual, and finally, world's true leaders. They are the modern philosophers who rise to such clarity that they don't really make mistakes, unless a mistake is what they need. All of these beautiful beings have left an inheritance for you. Every last one of them, by virtue of deliberately rising to who they became, knew that eventually human beings will be tricked out of education. The motive is almost always money. There do exist false leaders that aim to harm humanity, but they are well known. It is an easy piece to publish. The great beings wrote to you out of love for humanity. They document their rise. They store their wisdom on paper. And to restore yourself away from this idea that education is not for you, you will have to play their books back. For this, you will need narrated books. You will find those at the library. Not only shouldn't you try to read text yet, but also, you must clear your life to stop this propagation of this feeling that education is not for you. You have never received an education. Your teachers were just pretending to teach for an easy paycheck. They are often our first encounter with the men who collectively sold the world. In the state that you are in, you are unable to even listen to a book. Being tricked the way you are causes a lot of consequences to build up. Both the trickery and the consequences will be stopping you from comprehending anything by means of stress and doubt and disbelief. Which is why we need the Appalachian Trail. The most important thing right now is that you become aware of it. Bill Bryson wrote a book called A Walk in the Woods, and there is a movie with the same name starring Robert Redford. You should also check out the online video sites for how the rest of the world walks the trail. You will no doubt love Bill Bryson, which brings us to the second book. A Short History of Nearly Everything. Will show you what education really is. It will show you how science is sweet and beautiful, and here Carl Sagan and Neil deGrasse Tyson each created a series named Cosmos, and you should check out all the episodes from the library. Start with the TV shows, obviously, but as you get to the books, you need to start practicing camping in a tent, not hiking yet, unless just a few miles. The way you deal with the challenge of the Appalachian Trail is by practicing camping and hiking a little bit at a time until it becomes your nature. But now it's enough to just be out there in nature and in a tent. It's only weird and scary the first couple of times. Our ancestors slept in the grass with barely a loincloth. So it's not really that scary. You'll be fine in a tent, in a sleeping bag, with all kinds of snacks, your narrated books, and phone, and games, and all kinds of other stuff. Please, find out where all the beautiful spots are, and camp frequently, until one Sunday you won't pack up and won't go back to work. You will stay a long while, listening to, and more importantly, re-listening countless times your now beloved books. You have been tricked. You have been cheated. You have been sold out. You have been turned into a worker. You have been scared, and you have been manipulated. And the meaning of life has been taken away from you. It's been obscured from your sight. It is not just education and knowledge that has been taken. They took your class, your wisdom, and your legacy even. You won't come back from your camping trip because you will understand that you are perfectly capable of genius, and that will make you mad. You were getting low grades because the teachers were faking grade statistics. Since they aren't really teaching and the students aren't really learning, they give away one-third A's, one-third B's, one-third C's, and no matter what you did, you were always a D. They copied your grades from other classes. That is why you always had the same grade. They threw you under the bus. That is a lot to get pissed off about. I'm going to leave you with a short note, an invitation. Reverend Robert Evans, that Bryson mentions in Short History of Nearly Everything, easily spotted supernovae on photographic plates in just about a second or less by crossing his eyes. The missing supernova on the first plate will stick right out. It will look a little bit 3D and raised. And looking through 1500 plates would be a pure joy because it's such a fun little trick. Now, I'm not calling this trickery, maybe a lazy eye, but it is my invitation for you to become a savant, to become a genius, to enter the world of science. Please, please, enter the world of philosophy and her daughters, the sciences, with all the class that you inherit from the loveliest of the great beings that you will discover in your adventures. Don't just grow, but grow all the way up until you become a great being, so that you leave a meaningful legacy that will prevent others from getting tricked the way you once were. You are meant to become a great being.